Fire exit. Splendor of the place from outside. It is the sentence, the word says, the word long imagined to be inside, but only the grey granite knows how to lift its voice to say, when I am inside you, I don't understand the way you understand yourself. Everything else is a meadow. Reverse entablature, let the inside of God's house for once perceive its walls. But that is coal mine down dangerous, some punctuation in the heart of earth that changes the meanings of what we do. Irrelevant grammar of flowers, no one picked, fall from the sky. And still it's dark in here, gases form. Breath is the last community of all. Learn to be a wheel, is what he said. The one who at the door into the rock, wroth with me, spoke and hub, a cautious fellow easily distracted into the pit of human seeing, oh, the strange words we cannot live without. Heat always finds the traveller, thermal inversion over Helsinki even, and the canicule appalls. Rigorous alphabet of bat mitzvah, wine spilled on white satin is a letter too, but from whom and how to pronounce it? Your phone won't work until you drop it. A horse head carven out of ice. Every food seems to have its own religion. Maniple to wipe your sweat. Sudarium that wiped his. There is a coracle on the sea, bobbing this way from Donegal 1,000 years. Heimlich maneuver on an old planet. Let us breathe again, factor. Let the light come through the wild chives on the deck rail. Let the trachea of earth ease open to breathe that gold light in. It knows to work with in the relentless interior. Fractal smell of mint leaves on the windowsill. So many doors, viable release. Gold ring on arthritic toe, hot sand. The world is curative. Someone wants an answer. Not this, not that, wants the other thing. The other word, in other words, a parachute. Fuji blimp floats quick above the island shore. Two. Next parapet, the suicide. Then Marlena, who touched one with Berlin, felt her tight corseted, stiff white embroidered, rising through astral light, a commoner, brooding morganatic hopes, or just be legible, and the bees will store their honey in it. Pythagoras was wrong, is wrong, was right in the heart of what had to be said. A fruit like a cherimoya, rich pulp and biggish seeds, to string a rosary with of incarnations. There is nothing in the sky but the moon. The sun is just the moon's imagination. Earthlings are privileged to share illusion by which we warm or rainbow trickery through transhuman space. We hear on the radio snap, crackle, pop of alien breakfasts. A star as far away as one's own childhood sparkles hard. Three. Less by profundity and a kind of sailor, holding flat white pom-pom hat upon his knee, while the chaplain says mass in Sardinian, believe. Believe your child is a sparrow. The orchestra practices Berlioz, call it rehearsing, though no one ever rehearsed before, you hear. Deer's head over the bar in Narrowsburg, a girl decently bikinied in a cracked pool, and then pine trees so straight, nothing grows around them, their spaced out trunks. Love is a father too able to forget when needed, the sumptuous pneumatic blur that made you be. A green-eyed revenant at midnight, or yellow dog stretched in squalid sun, cantilevered upon the immoderate air, where hosts of fancies play, and men do credit the lips of visionable women there perceived, blackbirds shrill annoyed in nearby elm. Everything is here for the seeing, to be seen. Bless in blue the scar marks on whose pecks recall a mute Trafalgar far inland. Kiss no one, Hardy, but think about their hips. Four. As in between the go, the martyrs stand, in shell and rock, distinguished dark from bright, lined up before stone beehive hermitages, seeking sanctuary in the very air. A boat with no sail so swiftly came, and only there be safe from Satan's wiles, a course a merriman at play. This is just an intermezzo, all music and no singing, while the story ripens somewhere else. Dear God, let me up and write a play with no one in it. Let your scenery and lighting do all the work, just like the real world, where no one ever says the generative word, lost word. You can tell the intermezzo's almost over. All over town, the angry wives are waiting. Upwielded rolling pin greets Harry home. Had one slut aunt among the dozen saints, red-haired and horny, how I feared and loved her. Sacred difference. Thou art all kibbutznik's need to separate wheat from weed, and we for ages of the separators. Enough of we. So more presumptuous than I, pronouns are the real criminals in this desert warfare. Dead meerkats, rockets, go running up the hill to tend the signal bonfire by the water tower and let them know the ancestors are coming. Soon the 5,000-year-long party has to end, and all us rich and drunken revelers with all our poor be cast out of doors when your parents come zooming in their Lexus and hurry snarling to the misused door, all sinews strained. We hide naked in the woods with sobbing and giggling, grab each other's tits. 5. Redemption is so easy when the sun is rising. Sharp edge of the air as dawn swoops down on the last holiday. A skiff full of slaves floats up the canal, for it was a harbor once before the sand, and ordinary people knew where the world was, before the insidious calculations of the Pope hid all human life in a smoky haze of glory, heraldic with the ultimate trombone. The martyrs chatter with cold, the federal grunts keep them naked to instruct them in the tender physics of this life they're leaving, abandoned comedy of flesh and flesh, and all the pretty lads and ladies hidden in the rock. You call this documentary? I've seen better on a kid's balloon, stretching on a wet boardwalk and bursting from some felon's creepy cigarette, leaving nothing for anybody to look at anymore but the endless movie of the actual. And by the sea the long instruction comes. Look, son, that wave was in Hawaii once, that breaks around your ankles now. The mysterious peril of the undertow, so many bathers sucked out to sea. Forget the red peril, the world is worse, shivering monks and toppling steeples. Sun hurts skin and cold hurts skin, and life is longer than the morning. Straight sun or crooked sky or bands of merry-making ghoulish clouds, the end is nigh. The path through the aspen grove never comes out.